Bezer Shem Mizbochim begin Perek Achad Asa, the 11th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, the laws of when one's money's damages, in the Sefer Nizik in the Book of Damages. Where in this Perek we develop what we mentioned in the previous Perek regarding the specifics of the laws of Kaifer and as it applies to the animal. As Rambam gives Halacha Alf regarding what is the amount of the Kaifer and who receives it. So Kamahar Kaifer, how much is the atonement money of the victim who is killed by the ox? It's Kamay Shiro Hadayonin, is how much the judges see fit. Shehu Dimei HaNerek, which is the value of the one who was killed. Hakol Lefi Shabish HaNerek, everything is according to the value of the one who was killed. Shemaim, like it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, V'nasan Pidyon Nafshoi, he gives the redemption of his soul, meaning of the victim. K'chol HaShayushas Olav, how much they impose on him, meaning through the courts, through the judges. Kaif HaAvadim, regarding the atonement of if a slave was killed, being a doylem and katanim, whether adult or a minor, ben zchorim, ben the kebis, whether male or female, hu haknas, hakatzah batar, it's the penalty which is intrinsic, that means to say a set amount, because it doesn't go according to the absolute value of the person. It's shalishim sela kesav yafa. It's 30 good pieces of silver slon. Bein shahoya ebed shavu meyim, on whether the slave is worth 100 mana. Bein shahoya shavu dinner, whether he's worth only one dinner. It doesn't make a difference. It always has a set amount. Now, b'chol ma'ukav git shichur, if let's say he was freed, but he still has not yet received his document of emancipation, ein lo knas, then he doesn't get a penalty, hoyel ve'ein lo odin, because he doesn't have a master, shari yetzel l'cheris, because he went out to freedom, but he's not a ben chayrin, because he still has not got his get shichur, so therefore then there's no halacha of the 30 slum of a knas. Halacha beis, l'minais na'kayfer, to whom do you give the atonement money? Is l'yer shahanerek, is to the inheritors of the victim who was killed, v'mehemes isha. Now, if a woman was killed, although the husband inherits the wife, hakayfa liyoshem aviha, her atonement money goes to her inheritors from her father. The einu labala does not go to the husband because the atonement money is only paid after her death. She doesn't inherit, she doesn't have the rights when she was still alive. Now, the husband does not inherit the wife, but what she had when she was still alive, not what she's going to get after her death. Hamis mishachetzi evi v'chetzi v'charen, let's say the ox killed someone who's half slave, half free person. Noisin chatzi knos l'rabi, you give to half the penalty is to the master that owns half of him, which is 15 slum. Vachetzia achar, the other half, ro'litin, would be fit, appropriate to give to the inheritors of that free person. But there's no one to take it because he doesn't have inheritance, because a slave doesn't have kedushin, and he's half slave, half free person. Therefore, the one who damaged gets to hold on to that other half. Halacha gimel continues regarding if an ox causes a woman to miscarry, and also regarding an ox that injures a person. So Shoshan Agachisha, if an ox gores a woman, the Yatsil Deha, and it causes the baby, the fetus, to come out to be miscarried. So Afbishu Mud Ligach, although the ox is a mood to gore, Haba'olam Batudim Midmei Vladis. The owner is going to, meaning, and for sure if it's a tam, but even if it's a mood, the owner is going to be Pater Midmei Vladis, exempt from the monetary value of the fetus. Because Shalechiva Torah Midmei Vladis El Adam, this that we find the Torah holds a liability of the value of the baby, of the fetus, is only by an adam, by a person that damages. Where that, the Pasuk tells us, it's a Pasuk in Shemais, that's specific to if a man injures a woman and causes her to miscarry, but not by an animal. Halacha dald, let's say the ox gored a maidservant and causes her to miscarry. So here it's already a different halacha because it's considered like kinyan kasbei. He has to pay the owner of the ox the monetary value of the fetuses if the ox was a mud. Because that's just like if the ox gored a pregnant donkey, because it's considered the ownership, the monetary value of the owner of the maidservant. And if the ox was a tam, then you pay half, like a tam is half, of the monetary value of the fetus, from which could only be collected from the body of the ox itself. Halacha hey, now ketzad shaman oisa. How do we evaluate the maidservant that was gored and now miscarried regarding the value of how much the damage was? So imdim, we evaluate kamal hisa shetchazu shava, how much was this maidservant worth when she was pregnant, before she was gored, where then she was a larger woman and therefore would fetch a larger price in the market. How much is she worth now? And you give to her owner that discrepancy, that deficiency, if the ox was a mu'ud, or half of that if the ox was a tam. Now, however, if the ox killed the maidservant and it was a mu'ud, then all you pay is the atonement money, which was set in the Torah, which is the 30 shkom that we mentioned, and you don't pay for the mevlodis. Like he explained this in Halacha Aleph, where even if it's worth 100 mana, you would only pay 30 slum when it kills the maidservant. Halacha Vav. Shoshin is gavan lebehema. If an ox intended for an animal, but a nogach is adam and a gorda person. Se'afa pishem he misay potter, that even though if it would kill the person, the owner of the ox would be exempt, meaning the ox would be exempt from being killed, like as we said regarding the chiv skila, is only when they intended to kill that which would be liable for skila. Kamesh Ben Lug explained this in Perigur Halacha Tes. But if let's say the ox injures the person, then Chayiv Ben Nezik, then he's going to be liable for the damages, just like there's a liability up to Tshlumi Kaifer when he kills unintentionally, although the animal doesn't get skila, so too the liability of the damages would be not Vim Tamu, and if the ox is a Tam, it's going to be Shalom Chazinez and Maguv, you're going to pay half the damages from the body of the ox, Mamud, and if it's a Mamud, Nezik Shalom, you have to pay the full amount of the damages. Halacha Zayin continues regarding if an ox kills and damages both. So shur tam, if you have a shur tam, shehemis, where if it killed a person, the hezek, and then afterwards it caused monetary damages. So dun nice din nefashis, you only judge the animal for the capital crime. Vein dun nice din mamnis, and you don't judge regarding the monetary liability, because since a tam, the payment is only coming from the body of itself, and it's going to get stolen anyway, not going to collect from it, so what's the point? Now, whereas a mood shame is basic, but if it's a shah mood that killed and also caused monetary damages, so don noise dinimam. This first you judge it from the monetary damages which you have to pay from the guy's own pocket from his bank account, and then then you go and you judge it the capital punishment which to execute the ox. Now, kadmu v'denu din nefashet, let's say they didn't do that and they first went and judged it for the capital crime. Still, you go and you still judge it for the monetary payment, because even though it already had the verdict handed down that it's going to be stoned and there's no owners, still, however, the halacha is that you're still going to judge it as the Rambam continues in the next halacha. Halacha ches, mehichen mishtalim. So wait a second. If you just told me that you went and you judged din nefashos first, you tell me that the judge din nefashos, where are you going to collect from if the animal that caused the liability is going to be executed? It's min hashevach sheshbiach birudiyasai. It's from the value of the wages if you could use the ox for plowing. Acha shenigmadina, after its verdict, as Rama explains. Shekevin shenigmadina l'skila, once you already judge within the fashas, if the verdict already handed out is going to be stone, ain le ba'alim, it doesn't have owner sheyischayiv b'nezakav, that it should be liable now for the next court case of the monetary value of its damages. So therefore, you're not going to have to collect from the owners, even though at the time when the damages did have an owner. So, but therefore, if you use the ox itself for plowing, you could collect from that, and then you'll kill it. Now, let's say the new din nefashos zavarach, let's say you judge it for capital crime and it fled, then ain't done nice din mamnas. Then you're not going to judge it for a monetary case, because, again, you could only collect from the plowing of the ox, and here it's not here. You're not going to collect from the owner, so then there's no point in having the case regarding the monetary damages. Halacha Tes, Ram continues regarding changing the ownership of the ox or slaughtering it, different ways of shifting ownership. So Shur Shemis says to Adam, let's say an ox killed a person. The Hikdish Abalav, and then the owner sanctifies it to Hekdish. In the Kaddish, it's not going to be sanctified, because the moment that the verdict was handed down, it's going to be stoned. The owner has no rights on the ox to go ahead and sanctify it. If he declares it ownerless, ain't a mufker. You have no right to make it ownerless. If he sells it, in the market, it's not sold. If let's say now the guardian wants to return it to the owner, in the chazar, it's not considered return, then the shayim is chayiv to pay the value of the ox to the owner. Shchata, if he slaughters it, besoras bana, the flesh is forbidden to benefit from. Now, when we say this is achash enigma din l'skila, after the verdict was already handed down, that the animal has to be stoned. But if the verdict wasn't handed down yet, it has to be stoned. If the owner sanctified muktash, it is sanctified. If he declares it ownerless, it's ownerless. If he sells it, it's sold. If the guardian returns it to the owner, it's considered return, and the shem is actually going to be exempt, even if subsequently, after he gives it back, they pass the verdict that the ox has to be stoned, because when he returned it to the owner could have slaughtered and eaten it. Like the Rambam says, Vim Kad Meshchata, and also if let's say someone goes and he slaughters it first, Harizim Ad Machiz, permitted to eat him, because it wasn't yet, there was no verdict yet of being stoned, albeit there's what the basis for that, but until that point, it's not forbidden in Hana. Halacha Yud, what happens if let's say the ox gets mixed in with other oxen? Shar Shaloy Nigmar Dina, if let's say the ox did not have its verdict passed down yet, Shinis or Bishmar Machem, and they got mixed with all other oxen. Kulam Baturin, they're all exempt. Because you cannot even pass down the verdict of the ox, only if it's in front of the ox, and since you don't recognize it, it's not considered before them. Kedin Adam, like the halacha of a person. And since the pasuk says, we compare the death of the owner to the death of the ox, so it's like a person has to be in front of him, so too the ox has to be. But let's say Nigmer Dina, let's say the verdict was already passed down, the achkech nesar b'chem, then the ox got mixed with the other oxen, I feel about even 1,000 other ones, kulam niskalim, they're all going to be stoned because there's no bittul b'rev, there's no nullification in the majority, because the living creatures are significant, and the davar chashuv cannot become batal, and since they're all also bana, so there's no loss for the owner, we're going to stone it anyway, so if we stone it to be fulfill the mitzvah skila, which at least to get the one that had the Gmar Din, and the Gmar, they're buried, rasur bana, they're forbidden to benefit from it, kedin behem in the scale is like the halacha of an animal, you get stoned, that you're forbidden to have any benefit. Halachah Yidalf contains regarding what happens if this ox that killed was pregnant. So parum mu'ubedes shehimi says adam, if a pregnant cow kills a person, or similarly v'chein kol behema shenevda ba'aveira, any animal that a sin was done with it. For example, let's say a person sodomized the animal, which the pasuk tells in Yikachav Tezvav that the animal has to be killed. So hareya ubaru kamaya, the fetus has the same halacha like the mother, because he v'ubaru nagacha. The mother with the fetus is the one that gored the person, and therefore the uber is also chayav in skila. And he will burn it above. The mother and the fetus were both sodomized by the person, therefore they're both chayav in the skila. The halacha is based. Let's say nagcha v'himisa. Let's say the ox gored the cow gored the person and killed the person. The achkech nesar, and only after this story did it become pregnant. So it depends. Im actually nigma dina nisabra, if before the verdict was handed down, it became pregnant. And it even gave birth before the verdict. So the child's going to be permitted because on both ends, it wasn't there when the goring happened and it wasn't there by the verdict. No, but if let's say it only was born after the verdict was handed down, then the child's going to be forbidden because even though it wasn't there at the time of the negicha, so it's not going to be stoned because it wasn't there at the time of the goring, but the child's going to be aser. Why? So uber yerech imahu, because the fetus is considered like the thigh as part of the limbs of the mother, and since there's a gemar din on the mother to be stoned, so therefore it has a prohibition of eating and having benefit. The uber is included in that. Now, when did we say that? It's only if it became pregnant before the gemar din. But if it became pregnant after the gemar din and gave birth, then the child's going to be permitted because it's not only from the mother, which is uber yerech imahu, it's also the male that is permitted to be eaten that caused the child, and that's what's called zeb zegur. When you have two different things that cause something, one prohibited, one permitted, that's going to be permitted. So in that situation, it actually would be permitted. Now, let's say this child gets mixed with others. So, you gather them all into a locked area, until they die over there. Now, you don't stone them because the child itself does not have beskila, but again, here, it's a double chashab, and it's forbidden hana, and it gets mixed with all those other ones, so they're all going to be asabana. Halachi Gimel concludes with the ownership on the ox, when the witnesses are refuted. So Shahar Niskel Shuhuz Ma'idav, regarding this ox that's supposed to be stoned, where the witnesses who had said the story that it killed a person that it has to be stoned, and therefore they passed the verdict based on those witnesses, that then those witnesses are themselves refuted by people saying that how could you have said that you saw that story when you were with us at that time somewhere else. So in that situation, whoever goes first and grabs that ox that was supposed to be stoned, he merits and he has the rights in that ox. Why? Because from the moment that the verdict was handed down, its owners already declared it ownerless because he trusts the witnesses and he thinks that he has nothing here in this ox because it's asbana anyway. Now, turns out really they were lying and everything is really undone. But his hefker is not undone and therefore whoever wants it could take it. But in contrast, let's say witnesses testify that the owner sodomized his animal. And then the Hezim Esa'edim, then the owner went and he brought witnesses to refute those witnesses, saying, how could you have said that you were with us at that time in a different place? You obviously didn't see the owner sodomize his animal. In that case, then the ox is going to be still belonging to the owners. And whoever goes first and tries to grab away the animal, has not merited. Why? Since the owner knows by himself he didn't sin, they're testifying that he did and therefore his ox is forbidden and has to be killed. He knows he didn't do it. He knows that these witnesses are false witnesses. And he was anticipating, waiting till he could refute them, as he ultimately did. So lo hifker, in that situation, although it seems the same that it's chayiv misa and then it was undone with azama, here he didn't ever give up, and therefore he never declared unless and therefore it's going to remain his animal and no one else could grab it first.